Residents reeling from the latest school shooting. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Many people who live near the private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, are in shock after a shooter killed three children under 10 and three staff members.
Just seeing the parents over there and coming up and breaking down, it's a lot. So you just don't think this happens in your area.
Police say that they shot and killed the suspect, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a transgender woman. Police Chief John Drake says she came well-armed.
We know there were two AR-style weapons, one a rifle, another was an AR-style pistol, and the other was a handgun. We believe two of those may have been obtained legally, locally here.
Police posted the school's security footage on the department's Twitter page, shows the suspect entering the school and roaming the halls. President Biden again calling on Congress to take action on assault weapons.
The president called the shooting sick and heartbreaking. He thanked police who responded, but said more needs to be done, that gun violence is ripping the country apart.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The cleanup getting started in Mississippi, where a massive mile-wide tornado shredded the town of Rolling Fork Friday night and damaged others. Governor Tate Reeves.
These are close-knit, small communities where everyone's family or a friend.
The storm killed at least 25 people in Mississippi and one in Alabama. No word yet what caused a chocolate factory to explode in West Reading, Pennsylvania, Friday, killing seven.
We are closely working with emergency response teams, environmental experts, and construction professionals to ensure that the cleanup is done safely, efficiently, and with minimal impact on the surrounding community.
Police Chief Wayne Holden did not address reports that the plant workers detected an odor of gas before the explosion. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump facing mounting legal pressures from multiple jurisdictions as he runs for office again.
In my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference.
Trump on Fox's Hannity.
This is never been done like this before in the history of our country to this extent.
New York grand jury hearing the hush money case against Trump adjourned Monday without voting on whether to indict him. The panel is expected to resume work Wednesday. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu suspends his controversial plan to overhaul the judiciary. He's taking a temporary step back to pull the country back from the brink as mass protests rock the country.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed his nation, vowing to seek compromise on proposed judicial reforms. The bills threaten to destroy the balance of power in Israel's democracy by giving the ruling party the ability to overrule Supreme Court decisions with a simple majority.
Fox's Trey Yingst. One state enacts legislation to make sure that kids have enough to eat during the day.
New Mexico Governor Luann Grisham signed the new law Monday, which will provide free meals to students regardless of family income. The state legislature has set aside $22 million to pay for the program, with more money being used to improve school kitchen facilities so healthier meals can be made. It's expected the new program could impact 70,000 students and could cost between $27 and $40 million per year. A report from the Food Research and Action Center indicates that participation in school breakfast and lunch programs is higher than before the pandemic. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Russia's defense ministry says Moscow test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Stocks ended mixed, with bank stocks gaining ground after First Citizens agreed to buy large parts of the failed Silicon Valley Bank. The Dow rose 195 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.